It's 4:44. This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Charlotte Area Transit System has released new options for extending transit lines to Lake Norman and the airport and how to connect all the lines uptown. It's part of a $6 to $8 billion plan to build out Charlotte's transit network by 2030. WFAE's David Borax is here to talk about those new options. David, there seem to be a few surprises in here. What's in these new plans?
Well, a few things, Mark. First, Katz and their consultants have decided that a west light rail line to the airport should go down Wilkinson Boulevard and not West Boulevard as previously planned. Second, Katz is now looking at new options for the north corridor to Lake Norman, including a possible light rail line or more commuter buses. And officials are also considering ways of connecting all new and existing lines uptown with one another, with the transit center, and with the Gateway Station that's just started construction on West Trade Street. One of the ideas is to build a mile-long light rail tunnel under uptown from I-277 to Graham Street. That could add hundreds of millions of dollars to the cost, but it would also limit the impact on traffic and pedestrians compared to a surface line.
Mm-hmm. So, wow, Charlotte might finally get a train to the airport. What are the details?
Well, that's right. And Katz and its consultants have come up with two proposed lines, routes, which would primarily be along Wilkinson Boulevard. They ruled out West Boulevard for a few reasons. For one thing, West Boulevard is on the far side of the airport from the passenger terminal, and planning is underway right now for a realignment of West Boulevard, and that won't be done for a while, so that corridor is really up in the air. One of the proposed routes follows Wilkinson Boulevard west out of uptown. The other would first go north out of uptown on an abandoned rail right-of-way through neighborhoods, then join Wilkinson Boulevard east of the airport area. The West Line also would connect with the planned Silver Line to Matthews, creating a 19-mile northwest-southeast rail corridor through the city. And there's one more thing about this. Katz is hoping state officials will incorporate light rail into a replacement bridge across the Catawba River. Here's Katz planner Jason Lawrence.
So we have a unique opportunity to plan with the state and with communities across the river to at least create an environment where we don't preclude rail across the Catawba River.
And he points out that Belmont, where the line would end, is just 10 miles from Center City, Charlotte.
Hmm. Now, what about the North Corridor? That was supposed to be a commuter train. What happened to that?
Well, if you remember, the original plan was for the Red Line commuter rail to go up existing tracks from Charlotte to Mooresville. But the tracks owner, Norfolk Southern, won't let Katz use the tracks, and that's still the first choice. And Katz CEO John Lewis tells me he hopes the company eventually will change its mind. But assuming that won't happen, he's moving forward with other ideas.
We're taking a fresh look at that corridor to identify any alternatives that we can come up with that may allow us to provide rail options in a faster time frame.
So the options include more commuter buses in the toll lanes on I-77 that are opening this winter, or expanded commuter bus service up Statesville Road through North Mecklenburg. And then there's a third option that we haven't heard before, a light rail line up the US 21 corridor. The commuter train originally planned would basically only run at rush hours, but residents in North Mech want something that runs all day and weekends too. You know, the North Mech light rail line would be pretty pricey. It would require an expensive bridge over Lake Norman, but that's an option that Katz wants to consider.
And David, how is Katz going to pay for all of this?
Well, that's the $8 billion question, Mark. Here's how John Lewis describes the situation.
Both the Blue Line and the Blue Line Extension were generally funded 50% federal, 25% state, 25% local. We hope that model still exists. There's still a lot of question on what is the new infrastructure program coming out of Washington. The state has since reduced its participation from 25 to 10%.
So Katz has a lot of work to do here. That half-cent sales tax that voters approved in 1998 helps fund the system at its current size. This big expansion would probably require at least a lot more of a sales tax there. Other funding would come from state and federal grants, partnerships with private developers, and possibly by tapping into tax revenues that grow as property values rise along the lines. That's called tax increment financing, and it's something that didn't happen with the Blue Line. Lewis said $2 billion in new development happened along the South Corridor, hundreds of millions of dollars happening along the Northeast Extension.
I think hindsight is 2020, and that would have been great to be able to tap into a portion of that, $2 billion in development. We want to make sure we don't lose that opportunity.
Well, when might we see some of these projects come to fruition?
Well, Mark Lewis says he'd like to see all these projects happen at once. He says he wants to stick to the original plan to finish the system by 2030. The answer is entirely dependent on funding. So CATS is holding public meetings on these plans through mid-August and an online survey, and a final set of plans could go up for approval in early 2019, but any construction is years away.
WFAE reporter David Borax, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.